The readings today on this solemnity of the body and blood of the Lord have three themes going. One is blood, second one is covenant, and the third one is sacrifice and meal. Okay, so let's just talk about blood first. Blood in the Bible is a symbol of life and death, because everything living has some kind of blood flowing through its veins. Even plants have some kind of liquid that flows through the plant. But if you sever that and the blood is shed, then it's death. So it's life and death. And ancient covenants were often sealed in blood for that reason. So in that first reading, we hear Moses taking the blood of these sacrificial bulls and putting half of it in bowls and then splashing the rest of it on the altar. And then he sprinkles the people with that blood. Now that sounds kind of gross to us, to have blood sprayed at us. But in ancient times, that was a great symbol of sealing a covenant. Another passage in the book of Exodus that's very telling about this is Moses experiences this vision in a dream. And in that vision, there's this smoking brazier. And there's a line that has all these carcasses hanging from it, these birds and animals that have been sacrificed, and they're dripping with their blood. And so this brazier goes passing in and out through these animal carcasses and gets smeared with the blood. And that's a way of saying, if I don't keep my part of this covenant, may I be hanging on a line dripping with my own blood. Even in modern times, children say, cross my heart and hope to die. In other words, I'm really serious about this. I mean this. And I hope to die if I don't keep my part of what I'm saying. Now that's a bit, you know, they don't really mean that, but you see where the context is coming from. So covenants were sealed with those kinds of blood pacts. So the covenant theme, you know, here we have the old covenants, Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham, and there's a reference in the responsorial psalm to Abraham and Isaac, and then Moses. And Moses is the one who sprinkled the people with blood. But then that second reading from the letter to the Hebrews talks about the new covenant in Christ. And that is far superior to the older covenant. It supersedes it and goes way beyond it. Because it wasn't the blood of animals, but it was Christ's own blood. He wasn't offering some object outside of himself. He was offering himself. And that letter goes on to say that he passes through the veil of death into the sanctuary not made by hands, but by God. In other words, heaven. Not earth, but heaven. Now, we recall that the Gospels relate that when Jesus dies on the cross, the curtain in the sanctuary is torn from top to bottom. In other words, that which veiled, that curtain beyond which only the priest could go with the blood of sacrificed animals and make the offering. Now, the priest, not a priest, but the priest for all time, offers the sacrifice once and for all, and he with his own body goes in beyond that veil into the Holy of Holies, the sanctuary, heaven. And so this covenantal sacrifice is about transformation. The Son, the second person of the Trinity, undergoes a transformation when he takes on human flesh in Mary. He who was always divine now has his divinity joined to a human body. So Creator and creature become combined in one person, Jesus. And then in his death and resurrection, he passes through that veil of death with his body so that our humanity enters into that heavenly realm with him. He passes through that veil and then turns around and beckons us to pass through the veil ourselves. And isn't that what baptism is about? It's entering into the death of Christ, sharing in his death, losing, making ourselves vulnerable, dying, so that we pass through that veil and we enter into divinity along with Christ. And the sacrament of the Eucharist is the renewal of that baptismal experience over and over again. And so it's about blood, it's about covenant, it's about sacrifice, it's about dying and rising, it's about transformation. But then finally, and that's our third theme, it's about meal. A few lines after what we heard in that first reading, they shared a meal. And often when ancient people would do covenants, they'd have this blood sacrificial ceremony, and then they would share a meal together. And so what happened in that context is they ate the flesh of those young bulls. The blood was scattered on the altar and spread on the people, but then they had a meal together with God, and they sealed the covenant with a meal. And so Jesus, on the night before he dies at the Last Supper, he's sealing the covenant with a meal. And that meal is a celebration of the Passover feast. And Passover comes from one of those covenant sacrifices. Remember in Exodus, they're told on the night before they escape from Egypt that they are to sacrifice this lamb and take the blood of the lamb and smear the doorposts of where the Hebrews live, so that when the angel of death comes over, the angel will see that blood on the door and know that they are Hebrews and will pass over them, rescuing them from the death that comes to the rest of Egypt. And they're told to celebrate that Passover meal every year at this time so they never forget. So it's about remembering. It's about not losing the memory of what God has done for us so that this transformation in us can be renewed over and over again. In the 13th century, St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the church's greatest theologians, wrote this. And it's kind of compact, but it's wonderful. I used to have this on my screensaver on my computer back when we needed screensavers. Banquet most holy, where Christ is received as nourishment. The memorial of the Passion is celebrated. Our soul is filled with his grace, and the glory to come is already given. And we say that over and over again here. It's in parts of the Eucharistic prayer. I preach on it, I know, over and over again. You get tired of hearing it. But there's something about the past, the present, and the future that's all here. Time just collapses in the liturgy. And so the eternity of God is experienced in the now of our celebration. The memorial of what he did 2,000 years ago, the heavenly banquet in the distant future, it all just collapses into this moment, and it's here now. And so this new covenant that of which we are the beneficiaries, this meal of the kingdom celebrated, this memorial of God's action on our behalf, all of that just it all happens in this moment. And it's about the body and blood of the Lord. His presence here, past, present, and future, our transformation into divine life, our dying and rising, our sharing in the very glory and inheritance of God, it's all here.